I'm Jesse Graham, Lyric's Audience Education Manager, and this is the Lyric Opera Commentary for one of the best-known and best-loved operas of all time, Georges Bizet's masterpiece, Carmen. The music you just heard was the second verse of the sensuous Habanera that Carmen sings in Act One. It's one of the best entrance arias in the business. The slow, sultry, chromatic descents of the opening phrases are almost erotic. And in the middle section, Bizet's long, languid treatment of the word love, l'amour, is like afterglow set to music. In the text, Carmen tells us a lot about love, but she also tells us a lot about herself. Love is a rebellious bird that no one can tame. If you go after it, it flies away. But if you seem disinterested, it'll go after you. It also tells us exactly how the romance of Carmen and Don José is going to go. All around you, love quickly comes and goes and then comes back again. You think you can hold it, but it escapes. You think you can avoid it, but then it holds you and doesn't let you go. And the final line of the aria is absolutely prophetic. If I love you, beware. Truer words were never spoken. Carmen has danger written all over her. The recording we're using in this commentary features a soprano singing Carmen. Bizet cast the role for a dusky mezzo-soprano, but composed it in such a way that a determined soprano could do it too. The soprano in this case is none other than Maria Callas, in a studio recording from 1964 with the orchestra of the Théâtre National de l'Opéra de Paris and the Cour René Duclos, conducted by Georges Prêtre. The rest of the cast is Nicolai Geda as Don José, André Guillot as Micaela, Escamillo as Robert Massar, Zuniga is Jacques Mar, Fresquita is Nadine Sautereau, Mercedes is Jean Berbier, Don Cair is Jean-Paul Vauclin, Remendado is Jacques Prouveau, and Morales is Claude Calais. I should add here that original sound recordings of musical excerpts are used by permission of EMI Classics, courtesy of Angel Records, a division of Capitol Records, Incorporated. The story of Carmen started out as a French novella by Prosper Mérimée, first published in 1845, 30 years before the premiere of Carmen the Opera in 1875. Mérimée was a dramatist and short story writer, but he was also a historian and an archaeologist. You know those gorgeous medieval tapestries of the Lady and the Unicorn? Mérimée helped bring them to light after finding them rotting away in a storeroom in an old French castle. Bizet chose Mary May's Carmen himself, and it was a brilliant move. Not only was it a great story for an opera, but the setting of Seville, Spain played right into Paris popular culture. It's ironic that this most Spanish of all operas is actually French. And in fact, most of the Spanish-sounding music in it is just that, Spanish-sounding, crafted by Bizet to satisfy his Paris audience's expectations. In those days, Parisians were crazy for all things Oriental, and for them, Spain inspired the same sort of fascination for the exotic. Sadly, by Bizet's time, French tourists were discovering that the Spanish were crazy for all things French. Walking the streets of Madrid felt like they'd never left Paris. Bizet came from a musical family, and he showed astonishing musical talent at an early age. He got into the Paris Conservatory when he was only 9, and he was such a gifted pianist that he could have easily become a concert celebrity. But he was afraid that if he did that, his compositions wouldn't be taken as seriously, and composition was what he lived for, especially composition for the theater. He thought Carmen was his strongest, most inspired work, and it was. He'd struggled for years to break into the Paris theater world. He'd started and given up on dozens of projects, and the few that had come through hadn't exactly set the world on fire. But with Carmen, he finally hit his stride. It was brilliant. But the Paris theater world was ruled by the kind of conservatism that believes nothing should ever be done for the first time. Carmen was commissioned by the Opéra Comique, a theater that presented operas of a certain style to a family audience. Neither of the house's co-directors liked the piece, and one of them hated it so much that he resigned in protest. The rehearsal process was a battle. The orchestra said that Bizet's music was unplayable, and the choristers were completely at a loss when they were asked to actually act instead of just stand there and sing. Fortunately, the leading couple understood what Bizet was trying to do, and they dragged everyone else along, kicking and screaming. For the most part, the critics savaged Carmen. They hated anything that was outside the box, and Carmen was way outside. The Kiss of Death was the story and the way it was presented. People thought it was vulgar and sensational. It was just unheard of to present something so seedy and violent and immoral and realistic. Never before had anything so gritty and true to life been presented at the Opéra Comique. And never before had real emotions been treated so seriously. Thanks in part to the outrageous press, Carmen ran for over 40 performances, but by the end, the theater was giving away tickets. It wasn't long before the tide had turned for Carmen. Before the Paris run was over, Bizet signed an agreement for a production in Vienna that would launch Carmen to world fame. But tragically, he passed away while Carmen was still a failure. He'd been plagued by ill health for years, and he died before the Paris production closed. He was only 36, and he had just mastered his craft. Imagine if Verdi had died at 36. No Rigoletto, no La Traviata, no Aida, no Otello, just to name a few. We'll never know what we've missed. Carmen is one of the most culturally influential operas ever. Everybody knows tunes from Carmen, whether they realize it or not, and that's because the music is just so great. Bizet was a superb operatic craftsman and was unbelievably generous with his musical ideas. Carmen is just one great tune after another, and the variety is fantastic. Arias, duets, ensembles, choruses of every shape and size, even a couple of children's choruses. The only way this opera could please an audience more would be if it had a part for a puppy.